All right, so the Labour Court in Johannesburg has prevented Comair employees from going ahead with their planned strike. This after the court ruled in favour of low-cost airline. And over a week ago, you'll remember the Metal Workers Union, NUMSA, issued a strike notice to the airline, and Comair then approached the court seeking to interdict the industrial action, which was granted. So in its court papers, the firm said that the strike could be illegal, and the court has now referred the dispute for arbitration. Let's get some reaction on this now and speak to NUMSA spokesperson Phakamile Hlubi Majola. Phakamile, good afternoon to you. Thank you so much for your time. So how is NUMSA reacting to this judgment?
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me. We've made the decision as NUMSA that we are still studying the judgment, and based on what's there and also the mandate from our members, we will make a final decision on the way forward in terms of dealing with this issue.
Mm. And but are the communication channels still open between the company and NUMSA?
Well, absolutely. In fact, even you'll remember that this decision to interdict the strike was actually already put in place as of last week, Thursday. So our members went on strike on Thursday, and then later in the afternoon, the Labour Court made the announcement that they were granting them a temporary interdict, but they had not given us reasons. So what happened today was basically them giving us those reasons. And since then, anyway, the CCMA has intervened on this matter. We've been mediating with the management of Comair on Thursday and on Saturday over this issue, because in spite of a decision by the Labour Court, the fact of the matter is there is a dispute here which still needs to be resolved. Mm. It's a problem which was created by the management of Comair. And until they find a clear solution, there will continue to be disruptions in the workplace because of this burning issue.
Mm. And when is NUMSA then expected to get a mandate from its workers and take a decision forward?
Well, you know, we only just got the reasons today.
Yeah.
So over the next couple of days, we will have to be calling meetings with our members and with the shop stewards so that people can get a full understanding of what this judgment is and what it means in terms of the options that are available to us. At the same time, though, we are hoping that the management of Comair will engage with us meaningfully on this issue. Unfortunately, this is a problem that they created. It's been a long-standing issue since 2009. And as a trade union, once we entered the workplace at Comair, this was something that workers made clear was a burning issue, and we've had to deal with it ever since. Even CCMA indicated the fact that Comair has a duty to deal with these wage discrepancies, because it really is frankly unfair that, you know, you have a classification of workers, and this is an issue that's affecting particularly ramp controllers and customer service agents. And in those two categories, workers are supposed to earn a particular wage rate in terms of their duties and responsibilities. Comair can't explain why its management made a decision to reward other workers with much higher packages than what should be allowed in terms of the grading. So they have a duty to actually resolve this, because if they don't, they are going to continue to have problems in the workplace where workers are affected and are unhappy because of the decisions that they took.
Mm. All right. Look, thank you so much for your time. NUMSA spokesperson, Phakamile Hlubi Majola.